Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's. It's a cold week, but what we see in the livestock market?
Well, you're right, Casey. It is a cold week. Livestock market started out the first part of the week, just kind of a lackluster market. I wouldn't call it any cheaper, but it was, and a lot of it was quality driven. Not as many front-end cattle. A lot of cattle were just a little bit of crossbred in them, but still a good market. Premium cattle still had the premium built in them. And of course, everything we're seeing that's big enough to go to, that people are buying to go to grass, that market is on fire. People trying to buy grass cattle to go to the Flint Hills in Kansas. And I guess if you got any grass in Oklahoma, they're trying to buy them for that too. I just don't know where the grass in Oklahoma is, but good demand for everything we've seen so far. Numbers comparatively to a year ago, I noticed Oklahoma City had somewhere around 9,000. And the Monday a year ago, we had 13,000. And that's what we're looking at. I think somebody went ahead and looked out this coming Monday. We would have had 13,000, and we won't have 13,000 this Monday either. So pretty much, and I didn't check the other markets, but I know, of course, now Apache, we were up, but a year ago we didn't have a sale due to weather. So, and the cow numbers have dropped off drastically. The stocker feed, the cow market is extremely good on slaughter cows. If you've got a high yielding cow, you know, weighing 12 to 1400 pounds, she can bring a dollar plus. So that would be $30 a hundred higher than it was 90 days ago. So if you got cull cows and any good kind of flesh, I mean, now's, if you're wanting to cull them and replace or just cull them to downsize, I mean, it's in your favor today. So be getting that on your mind. The grazing calves, good demand there. It didn't matter whether they weighed 300 or 650. Feeder market was fully steady and good demand Thursday on feeder cattle. I noticed El Reno's market was extremely well, and I watched had some extremely high quality cattle going through there, and there was a tremendous demand for those cattle. So nothing negative about the market, everything positive. You know, the makeup for this whole thing setting up to stay very positive for the next, you know, 24 to 36 months. All our market's based off now of demand for beef. You know, and if the government don't implement something that slows down the demand or gets crossways with a country that imports a lot of our beef, I see nothing to slow it up right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing demand not only just strong for American beef, but strong for packers, basically just kind of strong across the board.
Yes, I noticed, I believe, and somebody will probably call and say I'm wrong, but I believe I seen somewhere the loin went up like $6 a hundred and the round went up $12. So that says we're not getting enough cows to supply McDonald's with hamburger meat, so we're going to start grinding some of this round.
Right. What do you kind of see happening over the next few months in the cattle market? Still kind of much of the same?
It's much of the same. I, you know, our numbers are not there. I mean, we're going to have, you know, moments where we see a flux of cattle come in. Like right now, if we was going to have a flux, we would have them right now, because the farmers got to get off the wheat that wants to maintain their yields. And then between now and April and the middle of May, you're going to see a flux of cattle that anybody that's got cattle on wheat, you know, because the wheat's going to run out. I mean, the seasonality and the generality of what we got to graze is not going to change, but the total volume it is going to change. But anytime you come in with big runs, they've got an opportunity to try to buy cattle a little cheaper. But we're at a level, we're not as high as we was in 14 and 15, but we're higher than we've been anywhere in the last, since that time. I mean, cattle are selling $20 a hundred higher than they were a year ago. And I know we need all that because our inputs are higher, but it's there. Now, whether we take it to the level that we were in 14 and 15, I don't know. I mean, we need it. We didn't have 8-9% interest back then. We didn't have $5 diesel. We didn't have a lot of things, or $800-$900 a ton fertilizer, which all that's come down, but it's still factored in back 6 months ago and our beginning input cost.
Yeah, and I know that grazing's about to wrap up. I talked to Dr. Silva at OSU this week, and she said we've already seen the first hollow stem, so it's about time to wrap it up.
If you're cutting, they should be gone. If you're gonna harvest wheat, we've got in spots. You know, you take down that Temples Walters area, they were blessed with some rain, and there's some good grazing down there. And those people that are grazing, they're still on it, but they don't harvest wheat. They're graze out people, so those cattle stayed in. But the true farmer, yes, he's He's come off or coming off.
Kind of expect the same thing for next week.
I see it is. I think Oklahoma City, you're probably looking, you know, somewhere 8,000-9,000 head. Like at Apache, we're, you know, I'm going to say we'll stay at that 1,800 to 2,200 like we've been this week. Just normal runs until now. We're going to have a gap here from the 1st of March to the middle of April where everybody's numbers will kind of slack off a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, how do folks get in touch with you, Bob?
1-800-926-9696. Give any of us a call or at the office and they'll connect you with us. Greg Griffith, David Gage, Justin Kirkendall, or myself.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.